Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. For decades, our next guest's organization has stayed busy supporting the innovation economy in our state. Over the next few months, we are going to explore the various ways they are doing that, starting with today's episode about their efforts involving facility infrastructure. Randy Cutts is Director of Facilities for the South Carolina Research Authority, known as SCRA. He joins us by phone now from his office in Somerville, South Carolina. Randy, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So for our listeners who may be new to our state and haven't heard of SCRA, give us a quick overview.
SCRA was started by the South Carolina legislature back in 1983. What was happening is we had these three great research universities, and they had nowhere to go after they did the research within the university. So SCRA was brought on to kind of help keep that in the state, give them places to go and continue their research and bring things to market to help the economy of the state of South Carolina.
Let's talk about your area, the facilities infrastructure that you are working on improving or adding to here in our state to help all of this.
Currently, we have six locations throughout the state. We have three innovation centers that are directed towards the three major research universities, MUSC, USC, and Clemson. MUSC, they're dedicated around life sciences. We have the BSL-2 wet labs and things like that in that facility. Up at USC, they're more concentrated in engineering and aviation, so we're geared more towards that in that facility. And then up at Clemson is advanced materials. We also were granted some land in the very beginning, which we developed from raw land into research parks. And we currently have one of those, which is not 100% sold out, and that is in Columbia.
Yeah, I recently attended a big ribbon cutting for a new facility there from...
Right Dose, yes.
Yep. Walk us through that as an example of what SCRA is doing.
Well, Right Dose used to be Holopac, then they were acquired by Right Dose. What we do is we help to advance these companies so that we're keeping this innovation in the state of South Carolina. It's so easy for the Research Triangle or another state to grab this these people up because they're very smart individuals, have great innovations, and we like to keep it in the state where it started out and take advantage. It helps us grow our economy, helps to grow our job base, as well as to grow our economy.
All right, and so any new projects underway for new facilities, anything on the drawing board?
Well, we currently finished a Greenville location, which is not an innovation center, but we made it an establishment for SCRA so that we had a larger presence there, and that's at 2 West Washington Street, right in the heart of Greenville. We found that many of innovation centers end up being on the outskirts of large cities, and they're harder to get to and things. So people, they have to travel further in order to reach the resource. So we put it right in the heart of Greenville, and we found that we've had great luck with people, much more traffic, much more interaction. People don't have to travel as far, and it's worked out very well for us.
And a lot more expensive real estate, though.
It is more expensive real estate, but the effect that we're having on the state, just because of the volume increase, is helping to offset that.
And how are you obtaining the funding to be able to do all of this work with facilities?
Now, and as far as the facilities, we do charge rent for the facilities. It's at a lower rate than market rate because we are dealing with newer companies. They're nascent companies. A lot of them don't have a lot of revenue. So we take them once they've gotten revenue. We also have programs within our SC Launch program. If they are member companies, we offer discounts for those leases. And with that, they get the use of our conference rooms within the facilities that we have throughout the state.
Well, Randy, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Well, thank you for having me, and good to see you.
Randy Cutts is Director of Facilities for the South Carolina Research Authority. He joined us by phone from his office in Somerville, South Carolina, and we will have a link to SCRA's webpage posted at ours so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.